We're joined now in the studio by a couple of special guests, Kevin and Heather Klein. They are one of the they are the organizers of the Sunday Assembly Chapel Hill, which meets at the Art Center, right, once a month, and they're going to have a celebration coming up this Sunday, December 13th, Solstice Celebration, celebrating their first anniversary, though, on Sunday, January 10th. Kevin, Heather, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
So, for people who don't know, and that included me up until just a few days ago, this is really cool. So let's get the word out. What is Sunday Assembly?
So Sunday Assembly is a secular congregation that celebrates life. We like to say that we're the fun parts of church without the religion and with fun pop songs.
Mm-hmm. And I've really thought about this in the past, the importance of religion, the importance of church, the importance of just sort of groups and organizations in general. It's not just about the religious aspect of it. It's about the community and the sense of community and togetherness and neighborhood that you get out of it. And Sunday Assembly provides that for people who are either atheistic or agnostic or perhaps religious but just aren't churchgoers, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. We're radically inclusive. Everyone is welcome. What we say is that we don't do supernatural, but we don't tell you you're wrong if you do.
Mm-hmm.
We're welcome to everyone regardless of where they are in their faith or non-belief.
So what are the services like?
So we have a band that's kind of, you know, we play pop to rock songs. We play Katy Perry. We play the Beatles kind of a lot.
Beatles get pretty spiritual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they tend to be well known across generations.
Mm.
So we usually have a few songs, and we'll usually have a speaker that we bring in a different speaker every month, and we kind of try to build a theme around what that speaker's topic is.
What would be an example of a speaker that comes in?
So the last month we had someone from the Wonder Connection who provided science lessons to kids who were in the hospital and couldn't kind of leave the hospital, so they would kind of bring some of the outside to them. And we kind of built this wonder theme around it, kind of the wonder of the natural world and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we've had great speakers. We've had scientists come share their research with us. We've had improvisational comedians talk about improv and how improv can improve your life. Well, we try to find really fun local speakers, and we're always looking for new speakers. Our band doesn't just play. It's very participatory. We sing. We sing as if the whole congregation, everybody sings. We always say that, you know, everyone can sing. So we'll all sing those Beatles songs together. We'll all sing whichever songs we have that month together. And our solstice celebration this Sunday is going to be really fun. It's a lot of readings, a lot of singing. We're going to sing Christmas carols like Jingle Bells and Frosty the Snowman, and nice. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. And you do charity work as well. I know you've worked with a lot of nonprofits in the area.
Yeah, we do. We try to have a drive for every assembly. So this Sunday we're collecting toys for the Orange County DSS Toy Chest. We've collected books before. We do volunteer work in the community. We've gone up to the Seeds Garden in Durham. We like to go to the food bank. We're trying to organize some more kids sort of volunteer activities. And we also are always looking for local nonprofits to come in and share their story with us.
We're speaking again with Kevin and Heather Klein. Sunday Assembly Chapel Hill, it takes place at the Art Center once a month on a Sunday. What time does it start usually?
10:30 a.m.
Yep, second Sunday of every month.
And runs for an hour, 2 hours?
About an hour, and then there's an hour reception afterwards that's just kind of informal.
Awesome. So how did the two of you get started with this? Because Sunday Assembly is actually, it's a much wider movement than just Chapel Hill.
That's
yeah,
right.
Absolutely. So Sunday Assembly is an international movement. It started in London in 2013 with a couple of comedians who thought they were just going to do a one-off thing that became a movement.
That's how every movement begins.
Yeah.
You know, like, two comedians were just going to have this fun thing in the afternoon, and then
they just did it on a lark, and then people said, okay, when are we doing this again? So now there are over 70 assemblies around the world. There's assemblies in Germany, across the United States, and in Great Britain. We found out about it. The original organizing team got started. They spent about a year planning, and I went to the first assembly. I had read about Sunday Assembly International and thought, oh, this really sounds great to me. I'm not part of a church community, and I'm not interested in being part of a church community, but I am looking for that community feel. And we got involved. Kevin got involved with being the sort of band organizer, and it went from there. We're completely volunteer-run. And we're completely donation funded, so we're just a bunch of people trying to make something happen every month.
Yeah, how many people are involved behind the scenes? How many organizers and how many people come? You're at it's the West End Arts Center, right?
Where that's right.
Yeah, so that's a pretty big room.
Yeah, we have probably about a dozen people who are involved all together in organizing and the band and working with kids group and helping us, you know, put it on every month.
Yep. And then our attendance is about 40 people every month, but it kind of rotates. I'd say we have like between like 70 and 100 like members overall.
Awesome. Is there a mission for Sunday Assembly? Is there a particular set of values?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a motto that's live better, help often, and wonder more. And we have a charter that sort of lays out our sort of, you know, that we're radically inclusive, we're a celebration of life. We try to be a very positive place. We're not a place to come and sort of talk about hard philosophy. We're a place to come and have fun, learn something, help each other, form a community, sing together. We have a lot of families who attend from all over the Triangle.
Mm. Are there like families with kids? Is it all ages?
Oh yes.
Yeah, very much.
We draw folks with small children, and we keep them there in the room. It's sort of everyone all together. Kids running up and down the aisles. It's all ages. It's really great.
Very cool. So we're speaking with, again, Kevin and Heather Klein, Sunday Assembly Chapel Hill. First anniversary of Sunday Assembly Chapel Hill is going to be next month, Sunday, January 10th. They've got a solstice celebration coming up this Sunday, December 13th. Everyone's welcome to come out for this. Again, 10:30, right, at the Arts Center West End. And this is kind of a maudlin question, but you've been working with this for more than a year, and the assemblies have been taking place for almost a year. What has it meant to you personally?
I mean, it's really helped me with a lot of things, with confidence especially. Like, it seems amazing to us that we can, like, make this happen every month, like, and have people get something out of it and see, like, people are really deeply affected. And, yeah, it's just kind of amazing that it's still happening and that it's still growing.
Yeah,
it's been... yeah, pretty amazing. When I first got started, I thought maybe I'd just be bringing cookies or something every month, and now I'm on this organizing team, and it's fun to see what a bunch of people with a mission together and the right attitude can do. And we're part of a wider organizing team around the world. We all talk to each other, the Sunday Assembly organizing team. So it's just been amazing to see in what a short time how many communities have popped up around the world and how much good people are getting out of it.
About how many are in the U.S., do you know?
Oh, boy. In the U.S., probably... Maybe
like 45, 50, probably.
Yeah.
That's quite a few.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I don't know if there's a right answer to the question, but you've been organizing for a while. You've done all of these assemblies. Do you have a favorite story from any of it, from the organizing, from the assemblies themselves? Favorite speaker? Cool thing that happened?
I think my favorite speaker was Zach Ward from DSI Improv. He was October,
I know him,
I think,
fairly well.
Yeah. he like just gave the best talk and kind of got people involved and did a bunch of improv exercises and made everyone kind of run around and embarrass themselves, but in a really fun way.
Awesome.
My favorite story is actually we do a little icebreaker every assembly where we have some sort of activity to get folks talking to each other and get folks warmed up at the beginning. And we talk, we share our charter and what we're about and what we're trying to do. And so I was hosting that day, and I came down off the stage to talk to someone who looked like they were new and hadn't been there before. And she said, "You know, I'm a Christian, and I wasn't sure what this was going to be like, but you all are fantastic. I think you're just wonderful." And I was so caught off guard, and she said, "You're just great. There should be more communities like this." So we really are for everyone. We really are.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Kevin and Heather Klein, Sunday Assembly Chapel Hill. It's at the Art Center, 10:30, second Sunday every month. Next one's going to be this Sunday, the 13th, Solstice Celebration. First anniversary celebration is going to be on Sunday, January 10th. Before we let you go, how can people learn more, get involved with Sunday Assembly?
So we're on Facebook. We have a webpage that's sundayassemblychapelhill.org. Pretty much almost any social media platform you care to name, you can find us there.
Yeah, and I would say it sometimes can be hard to explain Sunday Assembly, and I always say, you know, you just have to check it out, see if it's for you. Come by one Sunday and see if you like it, and if you do, we have lots of ways that you can help out. But yeah, just come check us out.
Awesome. Check it out. Art Center, second Sunday of every month. Really, really terrific event. 10:30 in the morning, every single one of those days. And again, Solstice coming up this Sunday, December 13th. Kevin, Heather, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.